are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
What are you doing?
What the hell are you still doing here?
Dude, what are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
Perfect.
Everyone, welcome. My name is Marielle.
My name is Trevor.
And this is M&T's Audio Adventure, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I turned the wrong mic on for Trevor. Wait.
Hello,
Trevor
hello.
Did say his name. I'm so
Hi.
Sorry. But normally he's on mic 2, and mic 2 is the one that I turn on, so that's better than what he whatever, it's fine. Welcome to...
Hello, am I on?
My birthday show. Yes,
welcome
you're on.
Welcome to your birthday show. This is a very special show for us.
Yes.
Because it is actually Marielle's 19th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Craziest day of the entire year. Everyone is like cheering. I think we have a giant crowd outside
okay.
who's like banging to get in, being like, I need to see her. Like I've been trying to get Marielle's attention this entire time, and I finally like, this is it, it's her birthday. I just need to see her. And
I feel like this is just Trevor's inner monologue, and he's just being like, wow, he's just we're just that good of friends.
Yeah.
And you just
pretty much.
Yeah. No one else feels like that in the world.
But
that's, okay.
That's not true. That's not
I'm
true.
I'm joking. Sorry.
But Marielle gave me the privilege to design this playlist based off of her. So we're going to be seeing a lot of Marielle-themed songs.
Yeah, I have not seen the playlist. So there is the possibility, like, that it's, for lack of a better word, ratchet.
Oh, yeah, most definitely it will be. But...
Or,
I'm really excited about it.
We'll see.
And I hope that you like this one, because this one's going to be good.
Yeah, I think it will be. But I don't know what the next songs are, so you have to, like, say what the next songs
are. Oh, totally.
Are.
Hold on one second.
I'm just, like, sitting here. Like, the computer's not even facing me. I had to keep being like, oh, Trevor, when's the song going to end? When should I stop the song? When's it ending? Because I can't even see the computer.
All right.
No, it's totally not. It's not a diss at you.
No,
it's just
this
like
is fair.
I actually like have zero control over this show, and it's all Trevor.
Yeah. So we're actually going to be speeding things up in a little bit. We're going to be putting them in speed drive with Charlie XCX.
That
and,
was cheesy.
Oh, that was a great one, and you know it was. And then we are going to be just continuing the fun, having the time of our lives with Pitbull. And then bringing it back to Marielle's hometown with Empire State of Mind by Jay-Z and Alicia Keys.
Aww.
I know. This is going to be an exciting one. So get ready, you guys, because we're going to be playing Speed Drive right now.
Not right now. Now, right now. See ya.
You're so fine, you're so fine, you blow my mind. top down, tires on fire. Who are you? I'm living my life. See you looking with that side eye. Why you so jealous? Cause I'm one of a kind. What you think about me? I don't care. I'm a classic real deep Voltaire. The girls you need to know, but they already know they're over there.
Every day above ground is a great day. Remember that. Hey.
it. Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow, but I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra, and since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem, all of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pull me back to that McDonald's, took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off-white Lexus, driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my ties. Sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I most definitely from. I made the Yankee hat more famous than a Yankee can. You should know I bleed blue, but I ain't a crypto. But I got a gang of walking with my click though. Welcome to the melting pot, corners where we selling Africa been by the home of the hip-hop. Yellow cap, gypsy cap, dollar cap, holla back. For foreigners, it ain't fair, they act like they forgot how to act. 8 million stories out there in the naked city. It's a pity half of y'all won't make it. Me, I got a plug special ed, I got it made. If Jesus paying LeBron, I'm paying Dwayne Wade. 3 dice CeeLo, 3 card Marley. Labor Day parade, rest in peace Bob Marley. Statue of Liberty, long live the World Trade. Long live the King, yo, I'm from the Empire State. That's blinding. Girls need blinders so they could step out of bounds quick. The sidelines is lined with casualties who sip the life casually, then gradually become worse. Don't fight the apple, Eve. Caught up in the in crowd, now you're in style. And in the winter gets cold, in vogue with your skin out. City of sin, it's a pity on a whim. Good girls going bad, the city's filled with them. Mommy took a bus trip, now she got a bust out. Everybody ride her, just like a bus route. Hail Mary to the city, you're a virgin. And Jesus can't save you, life starts when the church in. Came here for school, graduated to the highlight. Ball players, rap stars, addicted to the limelight. Empty in May, got you feeling like a champion. The city never sleeps, better slip you an ambient.
Yep, your mic. Nope, 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 nope. Your mic. Nope, 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 nope. Why are you on mic 3? Mic 3 is so... No, your mic is not on. Mic 3 is so far. Trevor.
Hello, is my mic on?
Yes, your mic is on. Mic 3 is so freaking far.
So a really funny story of before the show. I gave Marielle part of her birthday gift. And if you're a longtime listener of the show, you know I love... my Star Center advertisements.
Mm-hmm.
And That's why I made a bracelet that says Star Center on it for Marielle. But unfortunately, and kind of ironic on my part, I spelled it wrong.
he hands it to me. He's like, here's your... Oh, he made me close my eyes. I open really my excited. Eyes, and I'm looking at it. I'm like, wait, Star Center? Wait, that's not Star Center. Star Center has two A's, not two R's.
And initially, I was like, oh, maybe she just got it wrong, because...
No, I was
she
right.
She hangs out at the Star Center, and then I was like, yeah, nope.
But that's the point. Knows. I hang out at the Star Center. No, know. I actually don't send that. But I don't choose to spend time there.
Nah. But it was a little ironic. So I think this is a petition to change the name of the Star Center to STARR Center.
What?
So that Marielle's bracelet makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Sure. It is purple, kind of though, and it's like black, and it's like cutie.
It's kind.
Of,
it's, like, it has black in it, and I was like, "You're kind of emo." That makes sense. Yeah.
I've been finding so many like little emo-y like tidbits from my past. Like, okay, I found this picture. It's from October 17, 2020. My best friend Anastasia woke me up in the morning with a sign, like a birthday sign, and balloons, and these balloons are pink. And like I have a picture, it's like saved in my Snapchat. I guess I put it on my story, and it reads like, "She woke me up with these balloons and told me, wait, let me just. I have it screenshotted. Sorry, it's just too good. It's like I was just like I was laughing, and I told my mom, and my mom was laughing. Shout out, mom. Okay, it reads, "She came in and said they were supposed to be pink and black, like my soul, but they're bright pink
sounds
balloons."
About right.
And then I found all these pictures where I'm wearing, like, this black Adidas beanie that I was, like, obsessed with.
So, I was in Marielle's room the other day just saying hi, and her closet was open, and I noticed that every single shirt was black.
That's not true.
Like, majority true.
That's, like, not true, like, at all anymore. That's, like, really not true. But my, like, hoodies are they're not all black, but they're like black gray or
black
green.
Adjacent. Yeah.
Yeah, or brown. They're
so
pretty.
Marielle's in her like CS emo phase kinda.
Uh-huh, sure.
Yeah.
And then he was trying to make fun of my jeans, and I was like, yeah, they're all blue jeans. That's like what jeans are.
I didn't make fun of your jeans.
No, you tried to. You Wait. When I pulled out the box that had the pants in it, you were like,
oh, because it was just all
the same.
It was just all jeans.
That was my jeans box.
A specific box for jeans?
Yeah, because my closet, it doesn't fit. Whatever. This is not the point.
Anyways, our next song of the night.
We've done so much talking. Going he was back. Like, what if I only have 40 minutes of songs?
That's true.
Can we talk for 10 minutes?
Going back.
Easily.
That'd be 20. Going back to Pitbull, our first concert, we're going to be playing some Fireball.
Woo!
And then Taste by Sabrina Carpenter.
Okay.
A classic that's clean.
Mm-hmm.
And going into Marielle's half party, half academic, we're going to go to Double Life from Despicable Me 4.
This is like really like, I'm confused what you like.
This is kind of like the vibes. Some of these songs are like just, I feel like you give that energy.
Okay. I support that reasoning. That's a good reasoning.
Thank you.
Because I don't... Am I really that poppy? Like, I put such indie songs on our playlist,
no,
and I never get appreciated for the indie.
No. Later in the show, we go indie. But just for right now, I needed to put in a little pop because I was like, it's your birthday show. We got to make it very special, very right. energetic.
Okay, then we need to, like, stop talking because we're
right.
never going to get to
this
the indie
This is Fireball
songs.
By Pitbull.
Okay. Trevor has to play the song. He forgot.
Mr. Worldwide to infinity, you know the roof on fire. We go boogie, oogie, oogie, jiggle, wiggle, and dance like the roof on fire. We go drink drinks and take shots until we fall out like the roof on fire. Now, baby, get my booty naked, take off all your clothes and light the roof on fire. Tell him, baby, 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 I'm on fire. I tell her, baby, 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 I'm a fireball. Now big bang boogie, get that kitty little noogie in a nice little shade.
walk this way.
I was born in a plane. Mama said that every word was on my name. I'm the best you've ever had. If you think I'm burning out, I never am.
Walk this way.
I was born in a frame. Mama said that every word was on my name. I'm the best you've ever had. If you think I'm burning out, I never am. I'm on fire.
Just have to tease me when he's kissing you. If you want doesn't matter to you if you get heads or tails. You just don't like the flip all the time. But if you spin it, then you get to see both sides. Oh, the thrill of the double life. Lie detector time.
That was Just Double Life by Pharrell Williams. Great song. Before that, Taste by Sabrina Carpenter and Fireball by Pitbull. I'd say all very upbeat, lively, good picks.
Don't worry, we're going to start to go a little down into our indie look.
But before that,
we have our favorite part of the night.
Our PSA, which is going to be read by our biggest fan of M&T's Audio Adventure, Zach. Take it away.
Thinking of throwing a house party? Well, if you're a part of the Somerville or Medford communities, then it is imperative that you are a responsible host. As a host, you can help maintain community relations by controlling the noise and behavior of your guests. It is also important to provide snacks and non-alcoholic beverages for your guests and to remind guests to alternate alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages. Finally, remember it is illegal to provide alcohol to individuals that are under 21 years old. Such behavior can lead to a fine of up to $2,000 as well as up to a year in jail. This message was brought to you by Somerville Cares About Prevention. Find us online on Facebook, Twitter, and www.somervillema.gov/scap.
Great job, Zach. Woo.
But on that note, if you do see Marielle and you're like, I want to throw a huge rager, I think you should.
Personally, I'm a great party host. I throw great parties.
Yeah, she alternates her snacks. She doesn't give alcohol to minors.
Of course not. Of course. I'm the biggest minor out of everyone.
That is true. She's our last friend to turn 19. Actually, we're getting Zach's birthday in 2 weeks to turn 20.
And Caroline's.
Caroline's with us. I was going to introduce Caroline separately, but I guess.
Caroline's here like all the time.
Caroline's a staple. Rohan's like, showed up here and then, and this is Zach's first time, but he's always there listening to us.
Yeah, they're always at my ragers.
Always at your ragers.
Yeah, we had great rager this weekend. Flakes coming tomorrow.
There were so many alternating snacks.
Yeah, I actually didn't buy the snacks.
Host responsibility.
But Alex provided snacks. You know, it's the beauty of living in a suite. I don't have to do absolutely everything. I can just do, like the decorations and the vibes.
That's true.
Yeah. Next up, we are going to be playing...
Next up, we're going to be playing Pink Pony Club by...
Oh, my God.
Is that a good or a bad?
The indie.
Oh, and then we're getting to, I think, the most indicative song of Marielle of the day, Kill B Girl, because she's 19, has...
You can say it.
Almost a fake, almost a nose ring, and, I mean, never has a fake ID, because that'd be irresponsible.
Of course.
And then we're going to get to a surprise song that... Marielle just won't know until it actually hits.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Do you guys really think I love Chapel Roan that much?
You do play Chapel Roan quite a bit.
Because she was like the singer of the summer.
I don't know.
I'm just interested. Because I feel like now, I don't know. Like, do you associate me with Chapel Roan?
A little bit, yeah.
I associate myself with other artists first.
I actually took inspiration from Zach's playlist of the weekend and... There was a lot of Chapel Roan, so I was like, Marielle.
Chapel Roan's great. Like, love her. She's an icon. Like, really incredible for the industry, and I have so much respect to her. But and like, her music is incredible, and seeing her live was awesome. But like, I don't know. I'm just really interested to know what you guys really think.
I think you are. I mean, I've heard personally on the streets people call you the Chapel Roan of Tufts, but honestly, I'm not sure.
I don't know what streets you're on, but that's okay.
On Tavern Road. All right.
All right, Trevor, you have to press the play button, remember?
Pink Pony Club by Chapel Roan.
I know you wanted me to stay, but I can't ignore the crazy visions of me in LA. And I heard that there's a special place where boys and girls can all be queens every single day. I'm having wicked dreams of leaving Tennessee. If Santa Monica, I swear it's calling me. Won't make my mama proud, it's gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby girl, I know she's gonna scream. God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl, and you dance at the club, oh mama.
I'm gonna keep on dancing down in West Hollywood. I'm gonna keep throwing smoke into the night. It's raining, I suppose you need a ride. She said, I've got nothing to do, neither do you. There's a place down the road where we can waste the whole afternoon. I overheard that she was 19. She's got a fake ID and a nose ring. Those kind of girls tend to know things better than I do. And I'm dying to figure out what she's hiding. Just playing it cool, but she's lying better than I do. Thank you.
Wow.
Birthday, Marielle. Happy birthday, wow. Marielle.
Thanks, guys. So was that song created on AI?
No, I actually found that song on Spotify.
No
you
way.
Guys can all listen to it. It's called Happy Birthday, Marielle. It's an original title, I know. But they have names for everyone. I'm surprised they actually had Marielle. My mom still doesn't know your name. She calls you Mary Ellen.
It's okay. Cosmo's dad also calls me Mary Ellen.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's close enough.
We live and we laugh.
Yeah.
Wow, though. That was great. Thank you so much.
But in all seriousness, happy birthday.
Thanks.
From everyone at M&T's Audio Adventure, we hope you have a fantastic birthday.
Thank you. It's been a great birthday, I'd say.
I hope it has.
And after this, we get to go eat crumble cookies.
Yes.
Zach's lit
really
up.
Excited.
Everyone.
Wow. If
Mom,
you could imagine,
Dad,
like, excited.
Zach's excited.
Yeah.
Zach's excited for those
wow,
cookies.
Wow, that's a
it
wild.
Was so funny. They were like, they woke me up so I could get the cookies. And they were like, we don't have any of your friends' numbers. And I was like, Peyton and Aditi were texting about the crumble cookies. What are you talking about? They like didn't know. Okay, side note. Sorry. Okay, what's the next song?
Anyways, our next song is just a in memoriam of.
In memoriam.
The One Direction guy. This is the best song ever by One Direction. What's his name?
Liam Payne.
Liam Payne.
Wait, I have a meme. Shout out to Hayden who posted for Liam Payne's death. Today
yeah.
And didn't post.
Apparently, there was a group of people in Tish that were talking too loudly about his death.
Okay,
we're never
going to get to play any songs.
I'm sorry. This is the best song ever by One Direction. And then Are You Bored Yet by The Wallows.
Oh,
because
I love that song.
I know you love that song, and it's indie, and it's kind of like...
I have a poster of that song on my wall at home.
I feel like that's a very Marielle song for me. I don't know.
That's a great song. I love that song.
All right, and then we'll be back for our final remarks.
Alrighty.
But this is Best Song Ever by One Direction.
Yeah. was your best song ever. It was your best song ever.
What's wrong? You've been asking, but I don't have an answer. How come I'm still thinking? Let's pretend to fall asleep now. When we get old, will we regret this? Too young to think about all that shit. And stalling only goes so far when you've got a head start. 'Cause we can stay at home or watch the sunset. But I get up from asking, are you bored yet? And if you're feeling lonely, you should tell me before this ends up as another memory. Will you tell the truth so I don't have to lie? Will you tell the truth so I don't have to lie?
That was Are You Bored Yet by Wallows featuring Claro.
And we hope you're not bored because the show just keeps on getting more exciting.
Of course, the show is always super exciting, but sadly we have to make our closing remarks.
Oh no, it's 3 minutes left. Well, personally, I'm Trevor.
And I'm Marielle.
And this is M&T's Audio Adventure, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. That is our first one. Do it without looking at the sheet. I think we missed.
You, like, side-eyed it.
I think, well, the sheet's being blocked, personally. But catch us next week. Same time, same place. You guys can be anywhere. We have to be in a certain place. But
I'll be...
Maybe we'll do a sub show.
1 week into 19.
One? Ooh. That's a little old.
I know.
Leonardo DiCaprio will not be very happy, honestly.
That was crazy. So funny because everyone's been calling me old, and I'm like, I'm still technically the youngest, but whatever.
Nah, you're become old. Imagine being like
19. Wow.
Ooh, damn.
Alrighty, well, next up, our final song is Add Up My Love by Claro. We hope you have a great night. I know I had a great birthday and a great show, so thank you, Trevor.
Of course.
But okay, we'll see you all next week. Bye, everyone.
See ya.
If I could fade.